Hey, have I got a story for you. Don't miss this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill as I take you into the field for turkey season with big old gobblers that are all in full strut. Keep watching to hear the full story.
She's going towards the creek and they're all just following her. She's not paying any attention to them. Four big gobblers and two jakes.
Are they flared out?
No, nobody's in full strut. They're just following her across that field. Isn't that funny? Oh, while I'm running. Oh, that big gobbler's chasing that jake.
Hey, I had been hunting long and hard hours the first 4 days of turkey season, and I just couldn't get one of those gobblers to come into me. All the gobblers that I had seen before season started, they were all henned up, and they weren't going to leave those hens and come to me. But one morning I woke up and we had rain for the very first time in like forever, and turkeys love to come out in the open when it's raining. And that's because one of the reasons is they can't hear very well in the woods. It's harder for them to detect the predators that might be out there. So that morning, I looked out my back door as I was drinking coffee, and down in the valley, I got pretty excited to see three gobblers and two hens. I grabbed my gear and instructed my wife to be my eyes from the cabin, and I took off. After several hours and multiple phone calls back and forth to Yolanda to see where those birds were, well, just take a look for yourself.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now. I didn't think I was going to get this dude.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it's like that old. Oh, hang on. It's like that old Eddie Rabbit song. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy day. When the turkeys come out in the field to play. That's what I'm talking about right there. Let's take a look at it.
Okay.
About 9 and a half. Maybe 9 and a half, let's say. Yeah, about 9 and a half inches. And then his spur is about 1 inch. Yeah, what I thought. So, yeah. It's probably a 2.5-year-old bird, but he's a big bird. But there was actually two other gobblers and two hens. Back and forth. Of course, the rain's keeping them out there, and it was just pouring down rain. But he was the biggest of the two gobblers. There was one jake with them. And I had to be careful because they kept switching positions, you know? And so he was about 30 yards, and that Remington load, I'm talking about, laid him down. Laid him down at 30 yards. I bet he didn't flop once. Yes! Yes! I have been chasing these dudes for 4 days. And I knew when it was raining this morning, I thought, this is going to be a good day. And sure enough, they showed up right out there in the valley. And I ran down through the woods and cut them off down there by the river. So I say cut them off. They come back and forth from me 60 yards forever. I thought I lost them. I was actually fixing to start crawling up to this knoll because they were right on the other side of it. And about the time I got down to crawl, I saw a head pop up, and I thought, well, they're still right there. So I hit a hen call real good, and one of the two hens that's with them just kind of started easing my way, and then here they all come. So exciting.
Hey, the thrill of the hunt is the hunt itself, isn't it? But so is the story that you get to tell, and I could not wait to get back and show off that dude and tell that tale. That morning, I got to share it with my friends, my wife, and even my mom. What turkey hunter is not excited about bagging a big old bird, right? Shouldn't we be just excited to share our testimony? Hey, this is our story of when Jesus changed our lives. It's about who Jesus changed us from and who He has made us to be. Did you know the Lord can use your testimony to speak to someone else's life? It's true. In John 4, Jesus tells a woman at the well in Samaria that He is the living water. He shares that He knows all about her life, even the things she thinks that are hidden. And He reveals to her that He is the Messiah. And what was her response? Hey, she left her water pot and ran into the city and said, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" And then in verse 39 it says, "And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Him for the saying of the woman, which testified, 'And He told me all that I had ever did,' she said." Jesus knew who He wanted to meet that day and just where to find her. He knew her testimony would get their attention. Could yours? Hey, it's a story worth sharing today, and I encourage you to find someone who needs to hear about the power of Christ and how the gospel changes everything. Need some help with that? Check out Follow from LifeWord. This is a free resource that will show you how to share your salvation story. Simply go to follow.lifeword.org. Check out more videos like these at lifeword.org and by following LifeWord on social media. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. We're going to eat it.
Well, are we saving it for Thanksgiving?
That's so far off. You sure you don't want to just eat it now?
Duke is in the background licking his lips.
Duke, you hungry for some turkey? Duke, eat anything.